Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily. And each episode, I'll tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you. It's July, everyone. Summertime here in the UK, and we're really excited for the holidays. We're going to be building sandcastles, eating lots of ice cream and paddling in the sea. That's if I can get Leo in the sea. Sometimes he's really nervous of the sea. He imagines he's going to get captured by an octopus or have a shark chase him. But every time he goes swimming in the sea, he absolutely loves it. Silly Leo. Are you going somewhere on holiday? Well, even if you're staying at home this summer, we'll still be bringing you lots of stories to listen to. In fact, if you have a favourite fairy tale or folk tale that we haven't told on the podcast, why don't you get in touch and recommend it? We've also got a 3-minute myth coming soon over on Patreon and a bonus story at the end of this month. You must check it out. And I'd like to say a huge thank you to all our patrons for helping to keep us going. And here's a shout out to some brand new patrons. Firstly, we have Inez and Ezra. They've just joined us and become little sprites over on Patreon. Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. Also, we have two more new little sprites. Yumna, who is 4, her favourite episode is Little Ducky and the Turkish Sultan. I love that one too. And also her big sister Aziza. Her favourite episode is The Snow Queen. Oh, lovely episodes. Aziza is also turning 6 at the end of July. So we want to wish you a happy birthday, Aziza! And thanks for listening, folks. And because it's July, we have loads more birthday shout-outs coming up for all our July babies. There's a lot of you. They'll be happening after our story, so keep listening, little sprites and power pixies. If you're new to Patreon, be sure your grown-up checks out the welcome message and send us your name, age, town, and your favourite episodes. You can also tell us your birthday month and we'll give you a shout out. So, listeners, we were so excited by our Greek myth adventure, but for a change, I thought it might be nice to tell a story that everyone probably knows quite well. It's a very famous fairy tale from Norway. It has a bridge, it has a troll, and 3 animals. Can you guess what the story is? That's right, the 3 Billy Goats Gruff. As it's such a classic, well-known tale, I hope you'll join in with me as I tell the story. And I think we should start with the classic, Once Upon a Time. Once upon a time, there were three billy goats Gruff. Little Billy Goat Gruff. Middle Billy Goat Gruff. And Great Big Billy Goat Gruff. They lived in a lovely field in a nice green valley. And they so enjoyed to spend their days munching the grass like this. Can you do that? Well, one day, little Billy Goat Gruff was munching happily when he spied another field. And in the field was grass that looked so sweet and so green, his little mouth began to water.
I want to eat the sweet green grass in that lovely field.
But there was only one way to get to the lovely field. Across a rickety old bridge over a rushing river. And under the bridge lived a hideous, horrible, terrible troll. Nobody was able to cross the bridge, or the troll would gobble them up. And there was nothing that troll liked better than to gobble up a nice, juicy billy goat. But little Billy Goat Gruff so longed to eat the sweet green grass, he decided to cross the bridge. He put one little hoof on the rickety wooden bridge, and then another hoof, and off he went. Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. Can you do that? Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. He went all the way to the middle of the bridge when... jumped the hideous, horrible, terrible troll. He was covered in a tangle of hideous hair. He had broken teeth in his horrible mouth, and he roared at the billy goat in his terrible voice.
Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?
Little Billy Goat Gruff was shaking with fear.
It's only me, he squeaked. Little Billy Goat Gruff, I'm going across the bridge to eat the sweet green grass.
Oh, no, you're not. Hee, hee, hee. I'm gonna eat you for my tea.
Little Billy Goat Gruff was terrified.
Oh, please, don't eat me. I'm too little. Oh, wait for my brother. He's bigger and tastier than me.
The hideous, horrible, terrible troll scratched his ugly head and said,
All right. Off you go before I change my mind.
And little Billy Goat Gruff crossed the bridge as quickly as his little hooves could go. Are you ready? Trip-trap, trip-trap over the bridge. Trip-trap, trip-trap over the bridge. Trip-trap, trip-trap over the bridge. All the way to the lovely field. And there, little Billy Goat Gruff began to eat the sweet green grass like this. Hum, nom, nom, nom. Hum, nom, nom, nom. Hum, nom, nom, nom. Soon enough, Middle Billy Goat Gruff looked across and saw his little brother in the lovely field.
Ma,
I want to eat the sweet green grass in that lovely field. So he decided to cross the bridge. He put one medium hoof on the rickety wooden bridge and then another hoof, and off he went. Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. Can you do that? Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. A trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. He went all the way to the middle of the bridge when... up jumped the hideous, horrible, terrible troll, and he roared at the billy goat in his terrible voice. Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge? Middle Billy Goat Gruff was quaking with fear. It's only me, he shrieked. Middle Billy Goat Gruff, I'm going across the bridge to eat the sweet green grass. Oh, no, you're not, said the terrible troll. Hee, 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 I'm gonna eat you for my tea. Middle Billy Goat Gruff was horrified. Oh, please, don't eat me. I'm not big enough to fill you up. Why don't you wait for my brother? He's bigger and tastier than me. The hideous, horrible, terrible troll scratched his ugly head and said,
All right, off you go before I change my mind.
And Middle Billy Goat Gruff crossed the bridge as quickly as his medium hooves could go. Are you ready? Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap, over the bridge. All the way to the lovely field. And there he met Little Billy Goat Gruff. And they both began to eat the sweet green grass like this. Hum, yum, yum, yum. Hum, yum, yum, yum. Hum, yum, yum, yum. Now, soon after, Great Big Billy Goat Gruff looked over and saw his two brothers eating happily in the lovely field.
Ma, I want to eat the sweet green grass in the lovely field, ma.
So he decided to cross the bridge. He put one huge hoof on the rickety wooden bridge, and it wobbled a bit. And then he put another hoof, and it wobbled a bit more, and off he went.
Trip, trap, trip, trap, boom, boom, boom.
Can you do that?
Trip, trap, trip, trap, boom, boom, boom.
He went all the way to the middle of the bridge when... up jumped the hideous, horrible, terrible troll, and he roared at the billy goat in his terrible voice.
Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge? It's me, Big Billy Goat Gruff. I'm going across the bridge to eat the sweet green grass with my brothers. Oh, no, you're not. Hee, hee, hee. I'm gonna eat you for my tea.
Big Billy Goat Gruff snorted
and he moved toward the troll on his huge hooves. Boom! Boom! Making the whole bridge wobble.
Oh, no, you're not!
And he lowered his huge horned head toward the hideous, horrible, terrible troll.
Oh, yes, I am! You'll see!
Then the troll rushed at Big Billy Goat Gruff, but the goat was ready and he charged at the troll. Are you ready? Trip, trap, trip, trap, boom, boom, boom. Trip, trap, trip, trap, boom, boom, boom. Trip, trap, trip, trap, boom, boom, boom. Big Billy Goat Gruff butted the hideous, horrible, terrible troll with his huge horned head, sending the troll up, 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 up into the air and then down, 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 down. So he landed in the rushing river with an almighty splash. The rushing river carried the troll all the way down and out to the sea, never to be seen again. And Big Billy Goat Gruff walked across the bridge to the lovely field.
Trip, trap, trip, trap, boom, boom, boom. Trip, trap, trip, trap. Boom, boom, boom.
There he met his two brothers, and the three Billy Goats Gruff ate the sweet green grass together, like this. From that day on, anyone could cross the bridge and enjoy the sweet green grass with the three Billy Goats Gruff. The end. So, listeners, did you like this classic story? What was your favourite bit? My favourite bit is definitely how the goats stand up to the nasty troll. The first two are quite cunning, and I love how Big Billy Goat Gruff won't be bullied. We don't like bullies, do we? And I love how everyone can use the bridge at the end of the story. So now it's time for some July birthday shout-outs. We have got so many. You are all so lucky to have summer birthdays. So here we go. Firstly, we have Frankie, who is 5 in July and he lives in Cincinnati. Happy birthday, Frankie. Next, we've got Margot, who is 8 in July, and she's in Minneapolis. Happy birthday, Margot! We also have Hadrian, who is 8, and he's from Chelsea. Happy birthday, Hadrian! Next, we have Viola, who is 5 in North Carolina. Happy birthday, Viola! Here's a birthday shout-out to Magnus, who is 7 in Germany. Happy birthday, Magnus! Next, we've got Ulysses, and he's also 7 in July, and he's in Dublin. Happy birthday, Ulysses! Here's a birthday shout-out to Collier, who is 9 in Colorado. Happy birthday, Collier! And finally, here is a shout-out to B in Scotland, and she's turning 8. Happy birthday, B! And thanks for listening, folks! Remember, if you would like a shout-out, get your grown-up to pop over to Patreon. I'll put the details in the show notes. Next episode, we will be celebrating all of our wonderful Power Pixies with special shout-outs to them. So that's it for this episode. Be sure to let us know of stories you'd like me to tell over the summer holidays. You can do that in our Facebook group or on Instagram, on Patreon if you're a member, or you can email me at emilydragonflytales@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our club on Patreon. You get shout-outs, bonus content, and, if you're a power pixie, the chance to tell a story on the show. And thank you so much. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I'll have another story coming soon. But until then, don't be scared of crossing a bridge. You don't know what beauty lies on the other side. Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook. Find us on Instagram @DragonflyTalesPod and follow us on Twitter @EmilyDragonfly.